Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Kate Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Sheriff Jason Sandholt about the medication drop-off box at the law enforcement center.
We're having a drug drop-off tomorrow involving opioid medications, and that there will be a box for permanent drug drop-off in the law enforcement center here in Marion County. And could you just tell us a little bit about that box and that drop-off?
Yeah, opioid usage in Marion County and actually throughout the state of Iowa has been on the increase. A lot of people are starting to become addicted to the hydrocodones, the Oxycontins, the Dilaudids, the fentanyls, all the different medications that are pain medications or opiates. Those opiate addictions a lot of times are what leads to the heroin addictions that people have. So what we're trying to do is we're going to have a permanent box in the lobby of the sheriff's office for people to come in and drop off the medications that they have, whether it be expired or unused medications. They can bring it in, drop it off there at the sheriff's office lobby, and they don't have the expense of it, or they don't have to worry about throwing it into the trash and it getting in the wrong hands or trying to dispose of it themselves. We will dispose of it. And our hopes are that when people do get rid of those medications out of their drawers or medicine cabinets, that it will reduce the number of break-ins. A lot of times right now, we have people that break into houses and do burglaries looking for medications. And if the criminals or the thieves in Marion County know that, hey, most people are getting rid of their old medications or don't have a lot of that around there, the idea is that it'll reduce those number of burglaries also.
And I understand when it comes to that drop-off, you did have some requests in regards to safety as far as the way that people should package those and what they can and cannot put in that box. Could you tell us about that?
Right. What ideally, we don't want any sharps, any of the needles or different things along those. Those have to be disposed of in a sharps container. But the regular pills or medications like that, we want them obviously bagged up. If you can put them in a Ziploc bag or if there's something that the liquid side of it we're avoiding, it's something that we don't want a lot of liquids because we don't want it seeping all throughout the other medications or anything on that. But if someone has a question, they can bring it out and obviously our staff at the front desk has been trained in regards to what we can accept and what we can't accept, and we can walk them through that process. But ideally, it's for that prescription medication.
I understand this is an issue because those kinds of opioids, their similarity to heroin. And how does that kind of fit together, those prescription medications and opioids and increases in heroin use?
Yeah, the opiate-based medications, like we talked about, the hydrocodones, oxycontins, that type of medications, being an opiate is the same as what heroin is. The problem, we're very lucky here in Marion County that we haven't seen a whole lot of heroin use yet, but it's coming to Iowa. When you look at the eastern half of Iowa, Cedar Rapids, Davenport, they're seeing a large rise. Des Moines is even starting to have more and more heroin, which it's going to start trickling out into the more rural counties. Our goal is that if we can get rid of that medication, get people off that addiction from those prescription medications, that it'll slow down the amount of heroin that will be coming into Marion County.
As far as the break-in side of it, that, you know, this is sometimes become an issue where people are trying to get into others' homes for those medications. Other than getting the medication, is there anything that people can do to stay safe with those sorts of things?
Yeah, obviously, we want everybody to still lock their doors. It's something we live in rural Iowa here, and we want to believe that everything's that there are no criminals or no crime out there. But it does go on. Even here in the great county of Marion, we still do have people that are breaking into houses. Or it's sad to say, but we even have people that are visiting relatives that they haven't visited for a long time and asking to use the bathroom, or they'll talk to them for 20 minutes and then, hey, I need to use the restroom, go in and go through the medicine cabinet to see what kind of pills grandma and grandpa or the aunts and uncles are using. So people just really have to be aware where they keep their medication, the amount of medication that they have. Sometimes people don't think anything about about it, but they might have a pill bottle with hydrocodone that they were prescribed from a doctor for pain from a surgery or something in the cabinet. And if the whole pill bottle isn't taken, they think, well, it's no issue. But there are people that'll go in and they'll take 5 or 6 pills out of it and leave the rest. And so it's like, well, did I miscount that? Did the pharmacist miscount it or something? But people really just have to keep track of their medication and what they are using.
Thanks again to Sheriff Jason Sandholt. That's been today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a great farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.